Hey everybody, Max Kevin here's Little Kitty Podcast. It's not too long. Oh, how's that? Are you guys enjoying the special guests I've had? No special guest today. Just me. It's just me by myself. Are you sad? Are you disappointed? Do you enjoy listening to the special guests or do you not enjoy? Which do you enjoy? Do you enjoy just me? Or do you enjoy the special guest? Let me know in the comments. And, you know, depending on what the comments say, I probably won't change anything. I won't act any differently at all. I won't, you know. I mean, I guess recently, you know, I've tried to get a few more people. You know, this one comedian who might be a special guest in the future. You know, he asked me if he wanted to do a podcast with me. I was like, yeah, man, yeah, all right, let's do it, you know. And that kind of motivated me to ask some other comedians if they wanted to do a podcast there. So that's why we got the two special guests recently. Yeah, Babouche and Troy Lewis. He might be featured on a later episode. I don't know. It all depends. I guess we'll find out in the future. Can you guys read the future? Do you know what happens in the future? What are the Powerball numbers? I want to be a billionaire. Even though if you win $1 billion, you only get like $300 million. It's gotta have taxes. Yeah. Yeah, I just filed my tax return today. Had to pay $3,000. Fucking bullshit, dude. Fucking bullshit, dude. Yeah, because, you know, I get that, selling my books, you know. Get that royalty income there, you know. They don't take out any taxes for that, you know, so I gotta pay the taxes at the, you know, when I file my taxes there, I gotta pay $3,000, you know. You know, I talked about this before, you know, it's like I didn't make any estimated tax payments, you know. I don't know if you guys know this, but if you don't have a fucking job, if you make money on the side, you know, your side hustles, all you Uber drivers, all you DoorDashers, there's no fucking way any of these DoorDashers people know that they're supposed to make estimated tax payments. There's no goddamn way. Yeah, but anyway, they charge you like, I guess it was like 3%. Yeah, because I guess my normal taxes were like $2,900. And then they charged me an extra $100 because I didn't make any estimated tax payments. It's like a late fee or whatever, you know? It's like, oh, you didn't you know? You're supposed to pay us every quarter. Didn't you know that? We're the fucking government, all right? We just make all these dumb laws that no one could ever possibly know and then tell you that you're fucked. It's like, okay, what's the whole point of filing the tax return, right? Like, it's due April 15th, right? It's like, why do I have to make estimated tax payments every quarter? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you got this bill. Hey, I got this bill. It's due April. It's due in April. So I'll just pay you in April, right? It's like, no, you got to pay me every quarter. It's like, all right, but the bill says it's due in April, though. It's like, yep, that's what it says. You got to pay me every 3 months, though. Okay, well, then doesn't that make it not due in April? Doesn't that make it due every quarter? Shut the fuck up and pay me, all right? You know, that's basically the federal government there. Yeah, your bill's due. Your bill's due April 15th, but it's also due every quarter. You didn't know that? You didn't know, nobody knew that? Well, too bad. Pay the penalty. You fucking idiot. Anyway, can't say bad words on here, you know? You know, I hear some famous comedians saying that if you say bad words in your podcast or whatever, the algorithm won't, it won't recommend your podcast or whatever. I guess that's why nobody listens to this, because I use potty mouth words. I use the potty mouth words. Anyway, I started my new job this week there. I got to ride a different train. Go to that job, you know, going into Tokyo. This new train, I'm like, holy shit, man, it's so fucking crowded, you know? You guys see those videos on the internets there, you know, where, like, all the people are being shoved into the train there, you know? That's, like, before I was going, like, west, you know? But now I'm going north there. I guess a lot of people want to go north into Tokyo, you know? Goddamn, it's so fucking crowded in the morning, man. Holy shit, you know, I get in there, all these people are rubbing up against me. It's, oh, goddamn it, old man. Stop rubbing up against me, old Japanese man. Is that your briefcase, or are you just happy to see me? Anyway, yeah, that's kind of annoying there, you know. I get on the train there, you know, and the Google says stay on board, you know. the Google says stop at Shinagawa and then stay on board. And I'm like, okay, I'll stay on board, you know, so we get to Shinagawa, you know. Then everybody's getting off the train, and the train attendant's like, you know, he's running through the trains there, blowing his little whistle. He's like, get the fuck off the train, goddammit, you know. I'm like, what? But the Google told me to sit here, you know. So, yeah, apparently this train is like 12 cars, you know, but then like the first like four front cars detach when it gets to Shinagawa, and then they go somewhere else or whatever, you know. Or at least that's what I thought there, you know. But then I ride the train again the next day, and then the next day the whole train empties out. Like, I don't know, the next day was really rainy, you know, so I don't know if there was like an emergency or whatever, but I don't know what's going on, man. So the goddamn Google tells me to stay on the train, but then every time everybody gets off, you know. So anyway, so I get off at this station Shinagawa, which is like a very, very big, very big busy station there, you know. So we have to get off, and then we have to get on the next train there. And I go to get on the next train, and it's completely full of people. Like, everyone's pushing, you know. They got the train attendants pushing people in there, you know. And there's like 10 people waiting on this outside still, and it's all crammed full of people. Everyone's pushing in there. It's like, I'm not gonna. There's no way I can get in this train now. What am I gonna do here? You know, I'm gonna be late for work. These jerkies. They can't push me into the train there. I'm bigger than everybody. They gotta just let people ride on the top, you know, like they do in India, you know. You ever see those trains in India? People just riding on the top there, you know. That's how they should do that here in Japan. Just let people jump and ride on the top. I'm surfing the train. Yeah, so anyway, started my new job there. It's all right. It's a little confusing about what's going on, you know, because we're like, it's sort of like team teaching, you know. Like I teach with another teacher. Like, I teach 2 days, and that other teacher teaches the other 2 days, and then we gotta coordinate, you know. And like, I'm kind of unsure, like, you know, what the assignments are supposed to be, you know, so I'm checking like a little schedule there, you know. Anyhoot, yeah, they do these orientations and stuff, and it's like, they're telling us about the program and stuff. It's like, I don't really care, just tell me about, you know, my job here, you know. I don't care about your commitment to diversity and equity and inclusion. Tell me what the fuck I'm supposed to do here, you know? It's like, I get it. Okay, I'm committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, how do I submit these goddamn grades? I mean, that's kind of, you know, how am I supposed to show my commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion if I don't even know how to submit the grades? Show me how to do that, you know? You know what I mean? Show me how to use the website, all right? I can't spread my commitment if I don't know how to use the website. Anyway, I think it should be all right in the next couple weeks here after I get used to it, you know, but it's all new. It's all new, and it's new emotions, new feelings, new friends. Yeah, we did this little orientation there, you know, like a big assembly room with all the students there, you know, and every teacher had to go up and give a little introduction, you know. I'm the only one that got some laughs. No big deal. You know, some other teachers, they tried to attempt laughs, but nobody laughed, you know. They're not very good comedians. I was the only teacher that got some laughs. No big deal. I'm the funniest teacher on campus. I'm the funniest, which is not hard because I'm competing with 60-year-old Japanese women, but hey. I'm the funniest teacher on campus. Anyway. Guess that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.